Mike of Cardiff. This is Dennis.
Oh, hey, Dennis. This is Don Devereaux. How you doing?
Good, buddy. How you doing?
I'm doing just fine, thank you. I was calling you back to see that you talked to that guy. Was it Hector over at Southwest?
I haven't talked to him yet, actually. I just got access to your credit report. I was actually about to give you a call. I wanted to go over a couple things on that for you real quick, just because it looks like there's some things that just don't really match. Like, right now it's showing that you're past due for $1,490. But one of those is a First Premier Bank credit card, it looks like, that was taken out back in 2013. And it doesn't look like it was ever paid. It may have been, I'm not sure if you even took it out. Does that ring a bell at all?
Yeah, that's something that happened like, 2005, 2006. That's something old and it should have been off of there.
Yeah, it's, was it fraud or was it something like that?
Yeah, it was fraud.
Okay, First Premier Bank fraud, okay. And then there's, looks like Direct Cable owes some money too. Does that ring a bell?
Direct TV, I think, how much is that owing now?
I think $365 or something like that. Let me see here. $343, actually.
$343, now that might be right. I actually forgot about them. I don't switch cable companies, and I hadn't got anything or bill from them in a minute.
Okay. Direct Cable. For $343, it looks like you just owe $65 on your Kohl's, or $63 on your Kohl's card. So you may
I'm going to pay that today. I'm looking at that bill today.
Cool.
I got that bill in my hand right now.
Paid today. Okay. And do you know how much the blower is going to be?
Yeah, he said it is $4,500.
Oh, $4,500? Okay.
Yes.
And does that include installation and everything? Did you say $14,000 or
$4,000? No, $4,000.
$4,000, okay.
Yeah, that's including installation.
Wow, okay. That's a good deal. Okay. Not a problem. I believe we're good then.
Okay.
So you said 4,000, how much?
500.
4,500? Okay.
Yes.
All right. That works, and I haven't talked to Hector yet. I want to get the approval for you first.
Okay.
And then all he has to do is actually just get me an invoice, and he can go ahead and pull the trigger on it.
Okay.
Another option for you, too, is we have, because getting a traditional loan for, a 2 to 5 year term for this low of amount is kind of hard to do. What I also have as an option for you is to do a working capital type loan. They'd be shorter term, though, probably around 8 to maybe 10 months or so.
Uh-huh.
But it's a good loan to have because once you're halfway paid into, you're eligible for more funds. They'll give you, typically what they'll do is they'll give you more funds at a lower cost and a longer term. So it works out pretty well as far as an option for you to have just a loan like that in your belt.
Yeah, the 8 to 10 months is good enough for me.
Okay, let's try this route first. And see if I can get you established that way. And then if I can't, then in the meantime, if you could get me over 6 months of your business bank statements.
Okay.
I can get the ball rolling on that other loan for you, too. If you're actually doing both at the same time if you wanted to. It's good to have for fuel and tires, anything that comes along, really.
Okay. All right. We can do that.
Okay. So good to go on my end. Just give me the 6 months of bank statements and we'll be good to go.
Okay, all right, sounds great.
All right, I do appreciate it.
All right, thanks.
You too.
Bye.